Okay, last time we saw the city on the famous days, Abba Razavta, my Rav Chosin Rashishbin, the Chol B'nei Akupa Peturin Uka, Chol Shiva. And we saw over there that we had two antecedents in the two precedents in the sugya of Peturim. We had the Petur of Osik Mitzvah Patim and HaMitzvah. We had the Petur of Mitztayer. We have Machokis Rishonim. Which of these two Peturim Rav Abba Razavta over here is using for the Chosan V'Hashushbin and V'Chol B'nei HaChupa? There's a Shakla V'Tarya within the Gemara, give and take, in terms of the Mitzius of the situation, and where is the Nekudas HaPtur, and L'Chora, the Shakla V'Tarya has to be seen within the framework of the two frameworks that we saw for understanding the Ptur. Namely, if we understand the Ptur as Osik B'Mitzvah Patim and HaMitzvah, so then we pointed out that we have then two options of how to understand Osik B'Mitzvah Patim and HaMitzvah. Either according to Rashi, Tosus, the Rush, it's only if E'ef Shalakayim Eshnehem, Masha'in came according to the Ran, even if Efshah and the Ozerua, and Agos Hashri, even if Efshah L'Kayim Et Shnehem, L'Chiv HaTorah, L'Trowach L'Asot, the second mitzvah. So let's take the Shakla V'Tarya in both directions, according to both approaches, and then see how it fits in according to the Ravid, who learns this over here as in a mitzvah. If we assume, like Rashi and Tosfos in the previous sugya, that we only say Osik B'Mitzvah Patim and HaMitzvah if Efshah L'Kayim Et Shnehem, and over here we have a mitzvah of sukkah, and we have bo'i le-mechdei. In other words, we have a concept of a mitzvah of simchas chasan v'kala. So what then is the back and forth in the sugya of lechu b'sukkah v'lechdu b'sukkah in simcha l'b'chupa, lechdu b'sukkah v'lechdu b'chupa in simcha makom suda, lebdu chupa b'sukkah? What's the issue over here? Is this an Efshah L'Kayim Et Shnehem or Efshah L'Kayim Et Shnehem? Is this really a situation of Efshah L'Kayim Et Shnehem? The Gemara says, okay. So the Simcha requires a chuppah, the sukkah requires a sukkah. So let's simply put the chuppah in the sukkah, and everyone will live happily ever after. There's no problem of Osik B'Mitzvah Patim HaMitzvah. On that we have Abaye V'Rava, who say, no, we can't. It's Efshah L'Kayim Et Shnehem. Abai Amar Mishum Yichud, Rav Amar Mishum Tzar Chosan, that we have an Efshah L'Kayim Et Shnehem. Who disagrees with Abai and Rava? The next line of the Gemara? Rabbi Zera. That's what Rabbi Zera points out. Amar Rabbi Zera, Ona Achle Besuka V'Chadi Besuka V'Kol Shekein V'Chadi Liboi Ha'avid Natarte. I had no issue in terms of L'Kayim Et Shnehem. So the question is, okay, Abaye deals with a very, very objective problem of Yichud. The Gemara says that problem can be solved in a very simple way. How? Ika b'nayhu, d'shchichei inshe d'nafke v'ayrei l'hasa. Well, simply, we'll pay people to constantly go in. Okay, we can solve Abaye's problem. However, Rava, in terms of Tzar, the Chassan, l'chor is talking about a subjective issue that the Chassan, this is not what he anticipated, this is not what he had planned for his world of Simcha, and comes along Reb Zera and says, me, as a Chassan, I am super happy because I'm a Efshah L'Kayim Et Shnehem. What kind of machokas is this? Is machokas the mitzius? We give the Chassan a checklist. Are you happy? Are you not happy? Are you middle happy? What over here, how would you define the machokas between Rava? I mean, within Abaye and Rava, we pass them like Rava. This is not Yalka Gam. Right? So we pass them like Rava, that Rava explains Rav Abba Bar Zavda Marav, that Chosan Vashbin and Petur Min HaSukkah. Comes to Rav Zavda and says, Chayev. According to Rashi, and tells us the issue is, Efshah L'Kayim Et Shnehem, then Rabbi Zera is correct. Efshah L'Kayim Et Shnehem, Rava is correct. What's the machlokas? What's the machlokas? It's all in the Chosan's head. It's Tzar de Chosan. Right? Rava says we have Tzar de Chosan, and Rabbi Zera says, no, I'm super happy. I think we have over here a very, very, very basic machlokas in terms of how do we view the world of Simchas Chasan in terms of the mitzvah of Simchas Chasan Vekala. For those of you who studied accounting, you know that accounting is made up of budget lines, and then you have a sum total at the end. Namely, that there are a lot of factors that go into a budget. So let's say that we have a spreadsheet in terms of the world of the mood of a certain individual. Is it a mood of tzar, a mood of simcha, or neutral? How, in other words, so we have a budget line called Simchas Chasan Vekala. On that budget line, we're going to have a red ink that here we have tzar de chasan. The chasan had something else in mind. He did not have a three-walled structure where everyone can look in on his new private world. This was not how he envisioned Simchas Chasan Vekala. However, with the bottom line, do we want to know, is this chasan sameach or not? On Sukkot, right? So what's the bottom line? What does Rabbi Zeira say? I have a super simcha. Not only do I have a wife, I also have Sukkot, right? In other words, and so we, even though we have a red line on the budget line of Simchas Chasan Vekala, we have a black line in terms of the sum total. This chasan is sameach. And here our question is, how do we view the world of Simchas Chasan Vekala? According to the budget line or according to the sum total? Do we take into account the factor that this chasan is not only getting married, but mamash he has this opportunity of melding, of combining his wedding with the kiva mitzvah of sukkah? And that's the machlokas over here, that Rava says that when we're dealing with the world of Simchas Chasan Vekala, we take everything out of the equation, except is the chasan happy in terms of his sheva brachos. Masha Ein Kein, Rabbi Zeira says, view the total picture. En achinami, my sheva brachos is not what I expected in terms of sheva brachos qua sheva brachos, but the fact that I'm sitting in a sukkah, in the midst of a sukkah along with it, that puts me over the top. That brings in a level of simcha, and that's the machlokas over here. You know, it's between Rav Zeira and Rava in terms of how we'll paskin. We'll see. It's not so pashut, you know, how we paskin. But we have over here a real reason to have a machlokas. But again, all of this is according to Tosfos and Rashi. If we take the approach of the Ran. So again, we're dealing with the p'tur of osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, and that p'tur applies even if efshar lekayim et shneihem. Lochiyah v'torah l'troach to do the second mitzvah. What then is the shakla v'tarya? My time mishum deboy l'michti. No. So what's the issue? So you'll be mekayim the sukkah, you'll be michti in the sukkah. It's efshar lekayim. In other words, the moment that I am currently osek in the mitzvah of Simchas Chasan Vekala, in other words, I got married Erev Yontov, so my mitzvah Simchas Chasan Vekala preceded the mitzvah of Sukkah, so I am not mechuyav as a chasan, and as shushbinim, we are not mechuyav to be toreach, to go out into a sukkah. No. So what's the whole Gemara over here? What's the back and forth in the Gemara? Who cares about issues of yichud, tzar, chasan? I'm simply not chayav to be toreach. So what did the Ran say to explain this? That the Ran says exactly that this is the Gemara that says that in achinami, efshar lekayim et shnehem, we're going to apply osi mitzvah patana mitzvah if it requires some degree of tircha. But if it's ku'ur chayhu, if you can have the ur chayhu, so then you're chayiv in both mitzvos, and that's what the Gemara is asking over here. That lev duchupa besukah. There's no issue over here. You can be mekayim the mitzvah kur chayu. So Abaye says no, it's not kur chayu mishum yichud. Rava Amar, it's not kur chayu because of the tzar of the chasan. And again, within Rabbi Zeira, so what over here is the issue? Rabbi Zeira says that I'm chayv to do both. Namely, that we move back to the world of ku'er chayu. So it's melchus b'mtzius. Is this ku'er chayu or not ku'er chayu? Again, take the same explanation that we gave according to Rashi and Tosos, and just formulate it within the efshel l'kayim in shneihem. That when we want to know if something ku'er chayu or not ku'er chayu, do we look at the budget line or do we look at the sum total? The sum total is the chasan is happy, the hefach is super happy, so this is ku'er chayu. But the budget line of simchas chasan v'kala, that's a red line that we have tzar the chasan. So then it's not, then it's a tircha, then it's not ku'er chayu. So over here, again, we're dealing with the same issue, a parallel issue within the Ran. So again, according to within Rashi and Tosis, this is a question of whether this is a world of Efshar or Yefshar. According to the Ran, it's a question whether this is a world of tircha or ku'er chayu. But the issue is, do we bring in factors aside from the Simchas Chasan V'Kala in order to be able to sway it in one direction or the other? Okay? The Ravid, on the other hand, felt, no. In other words, were we dealing, firstly, the Ravid agrees with whom? With the with Rashi and Tosfos or with the Ran in terms of Ozi Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah? When does it apply? If Ev shall akayim shneihem or Ev shall akayim shneihem?
Closer to Tosfos. Closer to Tosfos.
So let's look at the Ravid for a minute. This is what we left off with Elchanan at the end of last year. The Ravid points out. The Ravid says over here that we're not dealing with a case of oskim b'mitzvah, lav asukim b'mitzvah ninu. Why? So again, in my edition, it's the second line in the middle of the line in the left hand column. V'i oskim b'mitzvah chashvinan luhu. Had we been dealing with the case of oskim b'mitzvah, heichi makshinan. How could the Gemara have asked, let them do both? V'har Rav Chista v'Rava ki yasu l'shabsa derigla besukos ganu araksa depras. Afa gav the matzu lemignu besuka lemeil leregla lepirka kiyume tarte mitzvos. In other words, even though you can do both, becholzo we say that there's a din of osik mitzvah patur min hamitzvah. So over here, what's the issue? Barer, you can do both. Barer, you can do both. So as Chaim pointed out, the Ran has an answer. There's a din of urchayu. That by the Raksa the Nahara it would not have been Urchayu, and here it's Urchayu, but the Ravid didn't told of that distinction. According to the Ravid, the moment that you can do both, even Urchayu, you're still Pater. And so he has a problem, how can you learn our Gemara as Osek B'mitzvah? So it's no Osek B'mitzvah. How could there be no Osek B'mitzvah? So it suggested that he learns like the Gaonim, like Rabbeinu Chananel, that there's only one din of Osek B'mitzvah, Tirda, the chasan kones besula, he's tarud in his mitzvah. Here, the chasan, there's no tirda, the mitzvah. Nothing is pulling his mind off of the world of mitzvah. Simcha doesn't pull your mind off of the world of mitzvah. That's not a tirda. And as such, it's not lav asukim. They're not asukim. So what then is the p'tur? Mitztayer. In terms of mitztayer, so what over here is on the shakla v'tarya of the Gemara? Do we have mitztayer or not? What criteria do we have in mitztayer? When is a mitztayer potter from a sukkah and when not? What do we see by the world of Avel?
If it's the sukkah,
that there's a tzara de memela and a tzara de nafshe. If the tzara is caused by the sukkah, then we have a p'tur of mitztayer. If it's in the mind of the Avel, then there's no p'tur. So what over here now? Move into Abaye v'Rava. Abaye says that we have an issue of yichud. Is this something which is built into the structure of the sukkah? L'chora, yes. Gemara says it can be corrected. We'll correct it by having nefisha inche. Rava says that we have over here tsar dechasan. We have over here tsar dechasan. How is the tsar dechasan different than the tsar of the avel? It's still by the sukkah. It's being caused by the sukkah. And Rabbi Zeira. No, so again, so what over here? Try to define what is the machlokas? In other words, we have on one hand a structure of a sukkah with three walls, which is monea to a certain degree simchas chasan vekala. They don't have a sense of privacy. On the other hand, we have a simcha coming in from where? From the second mitzvah. But sitting in the sukkah itself is a simcha. So again, we're dealing with our issue of the budget line or the sum. How do we define, you know, it's the level of you know, do we look at the budget line? We have a menia within the world of Simchas Chasan Vekala, or do we view the broader picture? Within the broader picture, there is no menia, pumfaker, ana chadi v'chadi. In other words, I go above and beyond. Yes.
Could you say similarly that it's a focus of happiness in the moment versus happiness over time, or looking back, perhaps like satisfaction, maybe.
Perhaps. In other words, the Rabbi Zeira speaking l'chora also at the moment, right? Kol shekein dechadi liboy dekavid natarte. He's, in other words, he's speaking l'chora at the moment. In other words, but theoretically, you could have distinguished between one and the other, but they both happen to be speaking.
Back at, I am happy now for having done those things.
Perhaps, not saying. Is there another Rishon that agrees with the Ravid that learns our sugya as a world in its tire? The Milchamos, perhaps. Correct. I mean that L'chora, the Machamos, saw the Ravid, and you know where he understands, he agrees more with his approach to the entire set. But what I was looking at was really look together with me at the Rambam. The Rambam has three halachos, one after the other, in Hilchos Sukkah. Halacha Beis, Mitztayer Poter Men Hasukkah, Hu V'lo Meshamshav, Eizuhi Mitztayer Zesheno Yochel Rishon B'Sukh Mnei HaRuach, Zvuvim, Paroshim, Keotzi, Behen, Nehareach, what we call Tzara Dimimela. Halacha Gimel, Ha'avel Chayev Besuka, Hachasan Vahashushbin and Vachol Benechupa, Petur Menasuka, Kol Shevisime Mishte. Halacha Dalid, Shluchay Mitzvah, Petur Menasuka, Bein Bayom, Bein Balaila. What did the Rambam do very, very subtly within the order of the Mishnah and the Gemara?
He flipped it,
right? In other words, that he has first a din of mitztayer, which we will see relates to the world of chola, right? And then he has the din of avel, which we pointed out is a sniff of mitztayer. The avel is chayev because it's not the mitztayer de memela. Then he has chasan v'shushbinan, and only then he brings in shulchei mitzvah p'turim min asuka. So l'cha'ora, under what rubric does the Rambam subsume the p'tur of chasa v'kol shushbina? L'chora, it's a din of mitztayer, like the Ravid, which would explain why the Ravid is not mayor or anything over here in the Rambam. But more than that, it fits in very nicely, because we said, why, according to the Ravid, is there no osik v'mitzvah p'tur min mitzvah by chasa v'kol shushbina? Because whose shita does he hold like in terms of osik v'mitzvah? He holds like the Gaonim. Who else holds like the Gaonim? The Rambam. In other words, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyachma, that the only p'tur that we have is Torid B'mitzvah. We have two cases of Torid B'mitzvah. We have Konesis Abasula as Torid B'mitzvah, and Shulchei Mitzvah are Trudim B'mitzvah. Those are the two that we have. Masha'en Kain and Avel, Tirda de Rishus. In terms of Chasan V'Shushbinav, it's a Tirda de Mitzvah, but there's no Tirda. But there's no tirda over here. So the Rambam, L'chora, also learns like the Ravid that we have over here a ptur of mitztayer. Okay? So we saw that no matter how you learn, be it like Rashi and Tosfos, be it like the Ran, be it like the Ravid, we have a machlokis in the Gemara, machlokis amaroyim, between Rava and Rabbi Zeira, as to whether a chasan or shishbinov are pturin, or they are chayavim. Right? Rava agrees with Rav and Rav Abba Bar Zavta, and Rabbi Zeira disagrees. How do we paskin? How did the Rambam paskin? Chasan v'shishbina v'chol b'nei hasuka pturin. Shulchan Aruch chasan v'shishbina v'chol b'nei achupa pturin min hasuka. They all passen like Rava. Why am I raising an issue if everyone passen like Rava? Let's look together at the Rush. Al-Atar.
What
does that mean? Al-Atar means here, on this spot. In other words, not the Rush and Ayin Lamed Al-Atar, Aleph Tafresh, Al-Asar. Okay, I'm sorry. When I came to Eretz Israel and they began talking to me about the Aton of Bilam, I had no idea what is the Aton of Bilam. It was an awesome. But okay. The Seder. So the Rush in Sif Ches points out where you have the two dots about two-thirds of the way down the Rush in Sif Ches. In my edition, it's right where you have the Hagos Ashri of Avol B'Mordechai. Lev du chupa besuka abai amar mishim yichud rav amar mishim tzar chosan rabbi zeira achal besuka v'chadi besuka kol shekein d'chadi riboi tvei avdilan tarate ad kan de Gemara. Yesh poskim, says the Rush, rabbi zeira Omevian Raya mi Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi deals with Shushbinin, and they ask Shailos, should they eat in the sukkah or not? And they were told they should go to the sukkah. Rav Ofasi, Lohevi, Elodivri, Rav Abba. That we saw in, that everyone pointed out, that the Rif paskined the Ptur of Chosan de Shushbinin, and everyone except for the Ravid and the Ramban understood as a din of Osik ben Mitzvah. V'nira, says the Rush, Sheyesh lasos kuvdin di Yerushalmi. We should paskin like Reb Zera. V'chein kosav bal ha'itur. Boom. Period. That the Rush paskin. Okay. So we have no tainus on the machader when you have a riff, a Rambam, and a Rush. What's the rule of the machader? Two out of three. Right. So here the riff and the Rambam both paskin like Rava. So the machader paskins like Rava, but the Rush himself paskin like Rabbi Zeira. So here it doesn't make it into the Ramah, but it makes it into the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat on Lamed Gimel, and the Machaber says Chup Chasun Shbinim Ptur Menasuka VeYesh Mechayevin Oso. The Sfira Lei the Efsher LeEchol Besuka VeLismoch Besuka VeAlkein Iskimu HaAchronim the Roi LeChasun LaHachmir Al Atzma VeLeishe Besuka VeLo Levarech. To make a pshara, it's to be machmir to sit in a sukkah because of Rabbi Zira, but maybe they're potter, and so not to make a bracha. Okay, so we
can't make a bracha.
What?
Not allowed to make a bracha.
It's a suffix bracha, slahakel. According to the Rambam and the Rif and the Machaber, you're potter. You're putter, so then you have the question, should I make a bracha like a woman? So then we move over into the issue of what exactly is a ptur. Is a ptur an isur, or is the ptur, does it allow you the leeway to view yourself as an eina metzuva v'osa? Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's kedai not to make a bracha. Okay, one more ha'ara. Yeah?
According to the Quran, would this be somewhat of a strange compromise?
That he.
It's actually a Kain's name. He says it's Aser. Was that the Ran? Am I getting confused with the Ritva?
It's the Ritva.
Oh, okay.
But Echshalo, yeah, but you know, it's, but the question over here is this, maybe it's Kuor Chayhu. Even if Echshalo Kain Shnehim, but question over here is that's the machokas between Rabbi Zeira and Rava.
If we pass him like Rava, so the Shem Shem to come a compromise between Rava.
Nachon. It's then, and was then really the Mishnah Berurah would be paskening like the Rush. Really paskening like the Rush. Okay. There's one thing that's a bit of an anomaly in Sugya, In other words, we saw machokes abaye v'rava. What over here is the brings about the ef shel akayim and shneihem according to Rashi and Tosa? So what brings about the tircha according to the Ran, or what brings about the mitztayer according to the Ravid? And Abaye gave ukimta that the sukkah is empty, and we have a problem of yichud. Gemara says ika beinayu when it's not empty. Rava gives a case where ika tsar de chasan. How does Rashi learn ika tsar de chasan? Note there are three walls. Why doesn't the Gemara simply say okay? So put in a fourth wall. Put in a fourth wall. In other words, so we'd solve. Why does the Gemara kacha solve Abaye's problem with a mitzius, and Rava just sort of leaves. This is a real tsar. In other words, it's very easy to put in a fourth wall. So this bothered the Shar HaTziyun, and the Shar HaTziyun over here, he says, Gemara, Basuka Gufa, Iyeshar Laso Sachupa, according to the Rava, Mishum Tsar Dechasa, Lefisha Makon Parut, Shein Lo Gimel Defanos, Ubosh Lesmoch Sham Im Kalaso. Over here, there are brackets, Shamba Gemara, we would put Shamba Rashi. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, Yimtein Bizman Hazeh, Min Hagenu Lasos Arba Defanos Lesuka, so lechora tzarech leishev basukah. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The same way we can solve Abaye's issue with bringing in more people, we'll just solve Rava's issue with another wall, and that will change the halacha. Aval b'Eliyahu Rava hevi b'shem Rav Yitzchak or Zerua shekosav stam shetzar lechason lasos skupas v'makom tzar v'dochuk. Namely, it's not the issue of number of walls. It's the issue that it's a sukkah. In other words, this person had dreamed of having his sheva brachos in a hall or in a very spacious place, and the sukkah is this dinky place. And that's not going to be solved with a fourth wall. It's even more dinky. V'gam ho'or zeruah matzati v'zeh l'shanam shim tzar chosan de suka eina meruvachas v'chosan bo'i makam meruvach de lichna susham kol b'nei achupa ad kan l'shono kol reyul ta'amim shayach gam besuka shel dalad defanos. Namely that Rashi is just the tip of the iceberg. Rashi didn't mean to say that the issue is three walls. Rashi meant to say the issue is the sukkah. The issue is the sukkah, the mivna of the sukkah, the diras harai of the sukkah.
Rashi says,
tzar upatuach she'en la'ela gimel defanos. So, in other words, what you're pointing out correctly, that don't put the stress on ein la'ela gimel defanos, or the bosh l'sakikim kaloso.
There's two problems with the sukkah.
Okay, that there are two issues. So in other words, that the issue is basically the sukkah. It's the mivna of the sukkah. In other words, you can't solve it, you know, with just putting a band-aid over one or the other. Those of you, yes?
You can always take it a step further and say, you know, you can have a massive 200-meter sukkah.
In a chinami, but right. In other words, you can have a sukkah and not be aware it's a sukkah. You can have a sukkah like the Citadel Hotel, and you have to pinch yourself to feel that you're in a sukkah. It's a diras keva by all criteria. Maybe it needs a mezuzah as well. But in a chinami. In other words, that's what you're pointing out. But you know, I think what Rashi is doing is simply expanding, or putting stress on different words in Rashi. Those who who looked at the Rambam on your own, the Magid Mishnah in the Rambam quotes that which is in the Or Zeruah. Mamash, the language of the Or Zeruah, which is here in the Shaar HaTzion, which is in the Or Zeruah, Chosan Boi Makom Meruvach as Perush Rashi. Perush Rashi Kach V'Kach. So there's a Ha'ara in the Frankel Rambam that just you should be aware that the Mishnah, because we've come to it other cases. He points out from four or five places in the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah, whenever he quotes Rashi, he didn't have our Rashi. In other words, and so it's just be don't be thrown off he had a different Rashi in which had other Rishonim instead of Rashi. Yes.
I spoke about the stam question.
Yeah.
According to, well, I guess a little bit of Rashi that. He's embarrassed because it's not private, Like, yeah. Isn't the whole discussion here like everyone's coming in to make a big celebration? But like sort of the opposite idea, now that it's too cramped for all the guests, and Rashi then also focusing is too open.
So what you're pointing out is that the issue of the chasan, in other words, the lack of simchas chasan v'kala, is not according to that line of Rashi, is not the time of the seuda, but simply the in other words, again within Tosis and the Rosh, putting the chuppah in the sukkah is turning the sukkah into your ikar dira. That's a necessity. So Gemara asks, so turn the sukkah into your ikadira. That is where that's where the bosh comes. You can't turn the sukkah into your ikadira. Within the ran that turn the sukkah into your chuppah, it means to create the simcha qualitatively like you had at your wedding. So that, in other words, is something that's totally in the time of the eating. But within Rashi and the Rush, within Tosus and the Rush, I'm sorry, that the ain simcha ela b'chupa, you have to turn it into your ikar dira, you can't turn it into your ikar dira. That's what Rava is saying.
Good. I guess what I'm saying is just it sounds like we're trying to have a lot of people to be in a sameach the chasan, right?
Right.
And isn't Rashi saying that the chasan is going to be in sar if his sukkah is too open?
So that's what Akiva pointed out, that Rashi says two things. First, he starts off shamokom tsar, and he can't have all the people that he wants. And even when the people aren't there, he can't have the privacy that he wants. So it's.
I know, but I guess I'm asking why, how is there.
Because it can't be the Iker Dira. In other words, it can't be the Iker Dira if you can't live. The Iker Dira doesn't only mean for the Sudos. The Iker Dira means that's where the Chastan and Kala are camping out for the week of Sheva Brachos.
These mean they want some private. They want all the guests to be there sometimes, and then they want them to leave sometimes.
Yeah, like we say to Boachim L'Shalom to the Malachim, and then we say Tzeistam L'Shalom. It's very nice that Pinkus has a nice mashal that we say to the Malachim. It's like you dance us to the Yichud room. Thank you very very much. Now Tzeistam L'Shalom. We want to close the door. Right? We just want to be with the Shechina. But you want to have a lot of people at some times, and you want to be with your wife alone at some times. Okay. This Seder. So that's what we have over here in terms of that which we almost finished last time. Now we come to a Braisa. Tanu Rabbanan. Chosan v'hashvush binen v'chol b'nei hasukah peturin min hatfila u'min hatfilin v'chayavim b'kriyat shma. Mishum Rabbi Sheila amru. Chosan patur v'hashvush binen v'chol b'nei achupa chayavim. Okay, here we have, if we thought earlier that we had two different ways of viewing the sugya. Here we really have tremendous machlokas rishonim as to how to understand this braisa. So let's start with that which we have right in front of us, namely Rashi and the Baal HaMor. What do they say about this braisa? What does this braisa think about the whole topic of osik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah?
It doesn't know what it is.
Disagrees with it. And osik mitzvah is chayav mitzvahs. Lehefech, like Rabbi Zera, do two mitzvahs, do ten mitzvahs. In other words, there's no issue. Osik mitzvahs, chayav mitzvahs. What do they do with the v'shivtcha v'secha? They learn out other drashas. They don't hold of the din of osik b'mitzvah per min mitzvah. Aye, so what then are all of these p'turim min hatfila min hatfilin?
Local
halachos. Local halachos. What is unique common denominator between tefillah and tefillin? They require a focus. They require a kavana yisera. By tefillin, we have the pasuk at the end of Parashas Kadesh, in Parashas Kadesh, at the end of Parashas Bo. The shamarta samitzvah hazos lemoada. Miyamim yamima. That tefillin require a unique shmira. What is the gil chinuch for tefillin? When a katan came out, it's here in sukkah. Mirtz Hashem, we'll get to it this year on Daf Mem Beis, where the braisa over there speaks about the different shiurim of chinuch. Tana Rabbanan katan hayodei lenanea belulav. Chayev belulav, leisatef chayev betzitzis, lishmor. Then he's chayev in tefillin. It requires a degree of shmira, requires a focus, requires a lack of hesach hadas, parallel to the tzitz v'chulei. Right? I sent you to the Rambam in terms of Misha ein daito miyushev asunachona alav patur min hatfilin.
Is that a smachta or like a?
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. That's in other words, that's where the shmira, in other words, that's where the munach, the term, the idiom of shmira comes from Chora Shamarta es ha-mitzvah. The by tefillah, where in other words, what is the issue of tefillah? Avoda shebalev, right? Ledaber lifnei hamelech. And therefore, require has unique halachos in terms of shikar, in terms of shasui. These are halachos. There is a din of shikar who is pater from mitzvos, but that shikar kalot, that's someone who is not a bardas. A person can take himself out of being a bardas, but that's not what the Rambam is speaking about. The Rambam is speaking about someone who is high, someone who is high can purim, right? A person can be high. So he could be chayav in mitzvos in general. He could be yotze mikra megillah on a high, but tefillah is an issue. Tefillah is an issue. It requires a different level of kavana. The issue is, what about kriyat shema? What about kriyat shema? Chorif tefillah is avodah shebalev. Kriyat shema is kabbalah somalchus shemayim. What about kriyat shema? So what do Rashi and Tosfos say by us? Had Kriyat Shema been had you had really a Kriyat Shema like a Shmona Esrei, then what would have been the halacha? Pater and Achinami. Kriyat Shema also has to be able to reach the level of Shmona Esrei. But since we're Yotze Kriyat Shema in one pasuk, had we been able to be Yotze Tefillah in one pasuk, maybe it would have been Chayav. It's very, in other words, there's a Magen Avraham that women are Chayav in Tefillah once a day, and they're yotzei tefillah with moda ani, because within moda ani you have shevach, bakasha, and hodaya in one line. So had the Rambam or had the Gemara paskin like the Magen Avraham, they would have said you could be yotzei tefillah in one line, and you'd be able to raise yourself to that darga even if you're a kal rosh. But look, we, you know, it's don't view, you know, it's, we say women are basically chayav to daven shmon esrei. A Shmona Esrei, that is something that requires a focus and can't, but the Kriyat Shema, they can be Miyashiv Sha'akala Kadei Likra Pasuk Rishon. But Me'ikar Hadin, we have over here a parallelism. No, is that true? Are really Kriyat Shema and Tefillah basically the same qualitatively? We just, because of the quantity, we distinguish between them, the amount of time that it says to say? So that's a machlokas rishonim l'chora. First, we could let's see, the ikar machlokas rishonim is found within the Ramban, but already Rashi alludes to it in the Gemara that speaks about shikar and shasui. What does Rashi say? Why are the shikar and the shasui? What is their chisaron? The kavana of omed lefnei hamelach. Omid lefnei hamelech. So the question is that a criteria, omid lefnei hamelech, only for shmon, only for tefillah, or also for kriyat shema and brachos? That's a machlokas, the Balei Tosfos and the Ramban. The Ramban in brachos, the first section of the Ramban in brachos, is when you open Bar Ilan, it's the second section, because they arrange things according to the daf, and there is a Ramban on daf yud beis. But if you open the classic Ramban of Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, it's the first section. Matzasi betosus Rabbeinu Hatzarfatim anak gemar meseches Erev and Perek Hadar. Gabe Yehuda Aminan Hasan Shasa Yispalo Vimispalo Tfilaso Tfila. Shikora Yispalo Yispalo Tfilaso Toeva. Shelo Yatsa Terachachso Yispalo, etc. So the Balei Tosfos said this is comparable to Gabi hispalel v'nimtzeis tzoa kenegdo. You were davening in shul, and then after davening, you found that lo aleinu, that there was tzoa on the ground within four amos in front of you. That kevon shechata afal pi shehispalel tfilaso toeva shelo yotza tzarech lachzor lispalel. That's why we paskin. The tzarech iyun asks Tosfos im yesh la hashvos bracha litfila le'inyan tzoa v'shikor. And Tosus points out that l'chor alav l'chol mile dami. We're not comparing everything on all planes. It's over here. But the question is, is there a point of commonality between the world of brachos and tefillah? And Tosus's assumption is that yes. In other words, that the same way that by tzoa we say that if you said a bracha unaware there was tzoa in front of you, you have to repeat the bracha. If you said kriyat shema unaware there was tzoa in front of you, you have to repeat kriyat shema. Hu hadin in terms of shikor. If you davened and you were a shikor, the same way that you repeat tefillah, you repeat brachos and you repeat kriyat shema. The Ramban himself disagrees. The Ramban himself, he says, it's very, very common that these situations come up, unfortunately. Kosafti divrehem, I wrote the Shita Bayatos. However, echtov dati. Ein safek, shekol habrachos asa levarchan keneged tzoa. In achinami, on the level of tzoa, that's a din in tefillah, it's a din in kriyat shema, it's a din in tefillah, because it's a din in shame. They all have a common denominator. They all have Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem, which is said in such a context, is a toeva, and it has to be repeated. Avol inyan shikor v'shasui nireli de'ein brachos b'chlal chomerze lo hiskiru chachamim ela tefila avol kriyat shma v'ein tzarech lomer bracha korin hein v'yotzin yedei chovasan. Not because kriyat shma is short, but because kriyat shma is not tefila. The time of the tefillah mishum debaya kavana yaser mishum shemedaber b'fnei hamelach. Right? In other words, medaber b'fnei hamelach has ramifications where there's a difference between kriyat shema and shmona esrei. That's the sugi over there that the Ramban is written on. That what's the halacha? What level of dress do you require in order to say kriyat shema? Tarzan. Right? Tarzan can say kriyat shema. As long as you have a loincloth, you could say kriyat shema. What level of dress in camp? It's very important to know, right? What level of dress do you require to say shmona esrei? You need a loincloth and a t-shirt. You have to have also that the upper part of the body should be mechusa. That you need a what one calls a talus. You need the upper part of your body being covered. What's the difference? This is Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim. This is Avoda. No. Tefillah is Omed Lifnei HaMelech. Tarzan doesn't stand in front of a king. Right? He's covered enough that it's not the equivalent of Mokom Erva. It's not the equivalent of Tzoah. So that's enough for Kriyat Shema and for Brachos. To say a bracha, to bench. It's enough if you have a pair of shorts, your bathing suit. But if you want to daven Shmona Esrei, you can't daven Shmona Esrei in a bathing suit. You have to put on a t-shirt, put on a robe, put on something that you need. That's a halacha. The Ramban says that's the rule. The rule is that we have over here two standards. The world of shikar is a world of omid b'fnei hamelech, as Rashi himself pointed out. That applies to tefillah. It doesn't apply to kriyat shema. Namely, the distinction between kriyat shema and tefillah is not as implied by Rashi and Tosfos over here. It's an issue of how long it takes. But really, they have the same halacha, but it's a different world. Not only is this the Ramban, but l'chora, going back, it's also the Raivad in Hilchos Tefillah. When the Rambam quotes the din of Hilchos Tefillah, he points out, in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Kol shu parto likros Kriyat Shema im rotzal hachmer alatzim likros kore, v'hu shu tehei dayeto penuya alav, etc. Aval im haya zeh haptur mi likros mevuho v'eino rashay likrot ach tisiyashiv dayeto alav. The Rambam appears to be comparing kriyat shema to tefillah. That just as in tefillah you can't have a das meshubash, so also in kriyat shema. Says the Ravid, Mabikach yikra havi kare b'tara lo havi porek shem shemayim me'alav ein zedome l'tefillah. Tefillah is a din of omid b'fnei hamelech. Kriyat shema is a din of shame. The din of saying shem Hashem. It's like a bracha. Even if daito meshubash, you can say, even the shikor would be able to say kriyat shema. Even the shikor would be able to say brachos. Okay, so we have a machlokas. What over here is the distinction between tefillah and tefillin on one hand, and kriyat shema on the other hand? Okay. This is the way, again, that Rashi and Bal Hamor understood. What about according to the Ravid? How did he understand Chasam v'Shushbin and v'chol b'nei achupa peturim min atfilo min atfilin v'chayavim b'kriyat shema?
Because it's not a mitzvah.
That really, they hold that osik mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. But over here, in these situations, you are not osik b'mitzvah. You are not osek b'mitzvah. We don't have a tour of mitzvah like we had by Sukkah, but rather we have egu mishum shichrus v'bizayon, kaimelan shikar al yispalel, etc. That's the issue over here. In other words, what's he learned? In other words, again, l'shitato, we only have osek b'mitzvah when you have a tirda de mitzvah. Here we don't have the tirda de mitzvah. But we have the issue of kavana. In other words, so he learns like Rashi and the Bal Hamor in terms of what is the unique issue of tefillah and tefillah. The question is, what's the overall rule? Is the overall rule osik mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, or is the overall rule osik b'mitzvah is not patur mina mitzvah? That's in terms of the Tanakama, the Rabbanu. Mishum Rabbi Shela Amru Chasan Patur. Within a pashtus of Rashi and within the Bal Hamor, what is the Rav Shela referring to?
Just Kriyat Shema.
The Kriyat Shema that the Tanakama said Chayavim be Kriyat Shema. The Rav Shela agrees on the level of the Shushbinin, but disagrees on the level of the chasan. Again, a local halacha, there's no din of osik mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, but within Kriyat Shema we have machlokes. Why would we be more machmir by the chasan than by the shushbinin? Aren't they all in the same giddy category of kavos rosh, of simcha? So here we have a strange lashon of Rashi. What does Rashi say? The turret. Right. In other words, I think that we'd be... you tell me, it's not fair for me to tell you. How did you understand this Rashi? Is this Rashi turret throwing us back to the turret that we're going to speak about by Shluchei Mitzvah, throwing us back to the turret that we had by the Kones Besula, or is this turret a different tarot? How?
Pashtus is the Kones Besula tarot.
You're 100% correct. Pashtus meaning if Rashi chose that word, right, and he's using it four times in Sugya, so it makes sense to say that it's the same thing. But what's the problem, though, according to that?
And that Rashi says he doesn't hold the
right.
In other words, then you have a tarot, it's so semineu be. You know, it doesn't help you, because you're not getting anywhere. So even though I would like to learn like Ben, in other words, but I don't see how you can learn like Ben. In other words, so what over here then would Tarid be?
It's like Mitzvah, or a similar type? Maybe a similar thing like Mitzvah, or an inability?
It's an inability, right. In other words, again, if we work out according to Rashi, that, in other words, again, we're not dealing with the world of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Mina Mitzvah. But by the Shushbinin, we said the Shushbinin for one pasuk of Kriyat Shema can pull themselves together. The chasan's level of simcha is such that he can't pull himself together. In other words, you could have a lot of people who are sameach on Purim, but if one of them is really into Purim, so he can't. He can't daven. In other words, the others can daven. He can't daven. He's beyond. He's already beyond help. There was a young man who was here many years ago, who was davening Mariv on Purim night, and he just couldn't get through Kriyat Shema, because every time he got up to Chasavtam Amuzos Besecha, he'd go back to Vayom Shamoa. He would never be able to get through, to get up to Vayomer. He would constantly keep returning. And there was no way of getting him, and he began to cry that he can't finish. So I told him he's Pater. He shouldn't worry about it. He's really Pater. I'm not happy. I'm really not happy by saying that, but I don't see an alternative.
They're
writes Rashi, then maybe you could say that even if you don't hold of the din Medaraisa Osik Mitzvah, you could still say a Svara when it's a mitzvah, Osik Mitzvah Pater.
Yeah, in other words, but you don't have to come. Yeah, but you don't have to come on to that. You could simply say that he in other words, that he holds that which I said, Yecholim liyashiv daiton shakala, that doesn't apply to the chasan, and that he calls tarid, even though we're not working within the din of osik mitzvah patrena mitzvah.
It's like an onus kind of thing.
Like an onus, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Everyone can agree to the same, but can acknowledge the reality of the tirza. And that's a reality that makes him unable to do that. There are other people that need to be wrapped in with those who have problems at one point. But for him,
right, but the chiddush is that previously used tirda in terms of an anxiety, of a konis es habesula, of a holech ledvar mitzvah, that I can't concentrate because of what's. Here we're dealing with the simcha, the chasan l'chor. We're not talking about the konis pesul. This is not this shiva simei mishta. This is simcha. But in other words, to call simcha is not an anxiety l'chor. So you're saying that it's a level of simcha that does not allow you to concentrate on kriyat shema. It's a level of simcha which is beyond shikor. The shikor should say kriyat. Well, shikor is machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. Can a shikor say kriyat shema? But assuming, like the Ramban, that a shikur could say kriyat shema, this is beyond.
If you consider that as chiyuv of simcha, and that his mitzvah as a chassid, his man's kala is further and more expansive than the rest. By the way, I think there we can still say that there is a almost everything more. And all the Rishonim seem to agree with that. You know, the Metziah says that the chazan is tarid, and then figuring out how exactly it plays out in different things. You know, here it seems to be less of the conversation about tirda in general, but. Certainly his reality is still the same, and has the same phrase.
It's only the Kones Besula who was tarid, not the Kones Almana. Over here we're talking about a Chasan. We don't distinguish between Besula, between Almana. We don't distinguish between Arba Leilos. We're talking about even the last night of Sheva Brachos, that then the Chasan is pater, called Shiva, right? In other words, that was that was the original language that we were dealing with. I don't know. I mean, it's taking tirda in a different direction than what we had taken it previously within Rashi. Okay, it's not the end of the world, but I don't feel comfortable. What?
We have the Ron's question of why Avel we force him to put down his tirda, and here, yeah, you say it's fine.
you're right. So the answer that we gave was that in Avil there's no mitzvah of being mitztair. There's a mitzvah of being doeg, mefached, lachzor b'tshuva, etc. That's the mitzvah b'leiv. Mashenken over here, there is a mitzvah l'sameach.
We don't care about mitzvah. We don't hold about mitzvah.
No, but that's you know, it's but we don't tell him lisuve daite if he's currently involved in a mitzvah. Even the osik mitzvah is not pater mina mitzvah. It's not a p'tur over here of osik mitzvah. It's the p'tur is simply that he can't concentrate. I tell him pull himself together, so he's doing something which is mutter, and it's on a plane, as Shua mentioned that he can't pull himself together. He can't. Don't know. I'm not happy. I'm just telling you I'm not happy. Okay, but this is all within. This is all within within Rashi.
How does Osik Mitzvah add according to Rashi? Meaning, if it's only Osik Mitzvah, it's Yev Shalas Hashem. Then what is that? Meaning, what's the cool bit that nothing if you hold it on in the second?
Rashi, we saw that Rashi held Yev Shalas Hashem, right?
Only if it's Yev Shalas Hashem.
That's what Rashi says. In terms of the word of Osik Mitzvah, Patur and Mitzvah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this sugya wouldn't make a difference.
But according to Rashi, this is not a sugya
osik
mitzvah patur mina mitzvah.
Even if it was,
so that's where we're going to come to within Tosfos. That's where we have this over here. This Tosfos on the top of Kafav Amud Aleph. Yeah.
I'm saying it seems like osik mitzvah is irrelevant. The tour, it doesn't help us.
Osik mitzvah is irrelevant according to Rashi. Correct.
Well, not that they don't hold of it. Even if they would hold of it, it wouldn't make a difference to the din of the
no, that's the question. In other words, that's the issue that Tosfos raises. According to this brisa, is a chasan chayiv in sukkah. In other words, within osik mitzvah, pater mina mitzvah, we said a chasan is pater from sukkah. That was Rav Abba Bazavta b'shem Rav Chasan v'shipin p'tur min asuka. Right? Within this brisa, what's the din of chasan and sukkah? So pashtus, so the Baal HaMor says black and white. Pashtus of Rashi is that the chasan is chayef b'sukkah. That's the big difference, right? In other words, if this brisa holds that there's no din of osik mitzvah, potan mitzvah, the chasan of chayef b'sukkah. Nothing to do with anything that we spoke about earlier. What? The Rashi doesn't bring in mitzvah. That's the Ravid. The Ravid said, you know, where it has the din of mitzvah. But within over here, that's where Tosus begins. Tosus points out, quotes Rashi, the Torid, Ushar b'nei achupa chayavin, nekuda, and then Rashi points out, les lehu lahane tanoi osu mitzvah patam, mitzvah kbirish bakuntus. Okay. Then, just skip for a moment the next two lines of Tosvos, and see his answer, lekach nira, de kosavar chosan, eno yachol chavin daito klal, afilu pasuk rishon, avoshar b'nei achup yicholim lechavein v'akriyat shema lechudei koi u'bekul achrinei modu letanakama. This is exactly the way we learned Rashi. L'chor, that's why Tosfos is learning Rashi, right? That's, he quotes Rashi and he has that nira that the whole din of Rav Sheila is only a machlokis between him and the Tanakama in terms of kriyat shema. Tanakama said chasan and shushbinin are both chayav. Rabbi Sheila says the chasan is potter, he can't. Shar b'nei achupa, they can hold the, pull themselves together, but in terms of tefillah, in terms of tefillin, and he agrees with Tanakama and Huadin, in terms of sukkah pashtos, he agrees with Tanakama. The problem is this line over here, v'kasha, de'i leslehu, im ken yischayev chasan besukkah, umashma debachasan poter yoser mitanakama. What in the world is this line of Tosfos? What is this line of Tosfos? This line of Tosfos is found in Tosfos Arash. This line of Tosfos is found in Tosfos Reno Peretz. It's a real line of Tosfos. Tosfos asked a question. What question did Tosfos ask? So I sent you, even though normally I never was taught to look in Maharams and Maharshas, but just to understand Tosfos, I mean, we have to understand Tosfos. So if you understand your own, wonderful. What are the options over here? And because how you understand the question is also going to be how you understand the answer of Tosos. The Venera is an answer to Akasha. What over here is Akasha, and what is the answer? So we have over here two very, very different approaches within the Maharsha and within the Maharam. Any takers? Anyone want to? Or on your own? Do we have a pshat of Akiva? Do we have a pshat of Shua? Do we have a pshat of Chayim? Well, how do you read the Tosfos? So there's a common denominator between the Maharsha and the Maharam. They both say that Vikashya is as follows, that A, the bottom line over here in Rashi on Daf Kaf Vav Amud Aleph, the last two lines, Pturim min hatfilo min hatfilin lechev mikriyat shma, none of that they had. Tosfos didn't have any of that. Tosfos didn't know of that at all. And Tosfos felt that this first day Atan Rabban and Chasam Shushbin and Chobenei Achupa Pturim is Pturim mikol hamitzvos. Mikola mitzvos. Osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. When Rashi said that v'leslu lahane tanoi osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah plural hane tanoi, he's referring to mishum Rabbi Sheila Amru. We have a group of tanoim quoting Rabbi Sheila. Rabbi Sheila is mechadish to us that osik le mitzvah is not patur min mitzvah. And on that, the Tosfos has a question. I leslu. Then according to Rabbi Sheila, imkein, according to Rabbi Sheila, yischayev chasan besuka. Umashma, from the language of the Braisa, it appears, the chasan poter yoser mitanakama. That the Tanakama said that the chasan is chayev bekriyachma. Rabbi Sheila says the chasan is patur. So how can Rabbi Sheila be pulling things in two directions? In terms of Kriyat Shema, he says that we're more lenient than the Tanakama. And in terms of Sukkah, he says that we're more machmir than the Tanakama. Tanakama held osik mitzvah pater in a mitzvah, the chasan's pater min asuka. Kriyat Shema. There's no stira. Efshar lasot shneim ku'or chayu. How can Rabbi Shela be mekel in terms of Kriyat Shema and be machmir in terms of sukkah? That's what bothered Tosfos. Kashi iles lehu, etc. And therefore, lekach nireh, the answer of Tosfos is dekasav archasen and yochol lachavein daito klal afilu pasuk rishon. No, Rabbi Shela is, in other words, it's not only Rabbi Shela who holds there's no din of osik mitzvah pater mitzvah. The whole Braisa holds osik mitzvah is not pater min mitzvah, like we thought originally, like the Baal HaMor learned. But Tosas at Ahavimina, not like that. But going back to the Maskana, really everyone agrees that osik mitzvah is chayav mitzvah. Therefore, everyone agrees that a chasan is chayav besukah, both the Tanakama and Rabbi Shela. And the whole machokis is in terms of Kriyat Shema. That's, in other words, the Maharsha says that Tosas quoted Rashi. He misunderstood at first the phrase Hani Tanoi. He thought it only applied to Rabbi Shela, and then Rabbi Shela appears to be pulling in two directions simultaneously. He says, no, Hani Tanoi really refers to the entire Braisa, the way we understood Rashi, the way the Baal HaMor understood Rashi. And the whole machokis is a local machokis in terms of Kana Chasan be machaben on one pasuk of Kriyat Shema or not. That's all. That's the only machlokas. But the whole brisa holds that really a chasan is chayev in sukkah. Yes.
Can Tosfos not be touching up Rashi but presenting his own possibility?
Ah, that's the way that the Maharam wanted to learn. Okay, so the Maharam understood over here that Tosfos was asking on Rashi, and feels this is a very powerful question on Rashi. He says as follows. Clearly, Rabbi Shela holds that a chasan is chayiv in sukkah. Right? And clearly, between Rabbi Shela and the Tanakama, Rabbi Shela is more lenient. And so if Rabbi Shela holds that a chasan is chayiv in sukkah, Kavachomer, the Tanakama holds that a chasan is chayiv in sukkah. And so who in the world did Rav hold like? Did Rav Abba Bar Zav Dershem Rav hold like to say Chasan Dershushvin and V'chol Bnei Achlupa Petur Men Asuka? If we have a Braisa where everyone in this Braisa, Rabbi Shela holds Chayavim, and the Tanakama who is more Machmir than the Rabbi Shela holds Chayavim Besuka, so how in the world can Rav and Amora say Petur Men Asuka if all the Tanoim say Chayavim Men Asuka? That's the question that Tosfos has. Tosfos asks, Kasha, I les lehu, im ken yischayev chasan besukah. Umashma de bechasan poter yosem y tanakama. So not only is Rabbi Shela machayev the chasan and sukkah, even the Tanakama is machayev, and Kasha, how can Rav disagree? So what Tosfos answers is as follows. What Tosfos answers is that I have another shita in the whole sugya. That really everyone in this braisa holds osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. But everyone holds osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, but only when ef shel kayim et shneihem. And so now let's go back by a sukkah ef shel kayim et shneihem that we saw. That's what Rava held ef shel kayim et shneihem tzara d'chasa. By tfila ef shel kayim et shneihem. By tefillin, eif shel kayim et shneihem. What about by kriyat shema? That's the machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Shela, whether eif shel kayim et shneihem or eif shel kayim et shneihem. Namely, that as opposed to Rashi, who understood what he had over here in terms of the braisa, in which we had Tanakama and Rabbi Shela. So we saw that according to the Ravid, both of these opinions held osek the mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. However, the chasan is not an osek, and therefore our issues are only local issues, etc. According to the Baal HaMor and Rashi, everyone holds osek the mitzvah chayav b'mitzvah, and therefore the chassan who's an osik the mitzvah is chaya pasuka, according to both opinions, and is just patur from the local halachos of tefillah and tefillin, and kriyat shema is a question. According to Tosfos, according to the Maharam, this is Balamar Rashi and Tosfos according to the Maharsha. According to Tosfos, this braisa holds osek the mitzvah patur min mitzvah. And the chassan is an osek. However, the question is, rak patur im iefshar l'kayin shnei. Going back to Tosas daf kafei amar aleph. And so, a sukkah, iefshar l'kayin et shneihem. In terms of tefillah, iefshar l'kayin et shneihem. Tefillin, iefshar l'kayin et shneihem. Kriyat shema, that's the machlokas. Tanakama holds Efshar L'Kayim Et Shneihem, both by the Chassan and the Shishbinin. Rabbi Sheila holds the Shishbinin Efshar L'Kayim Et Shneihem, the Chassan Efshar L'Kayim Et Shneihem. In other words, that putting, you know, it's that Tosfos is a third shita of how to learn our sugya. This is the right and the Rabbah. Okay.
The Ran
learns like
the Ran.
What? The Ran. So what does the Ran say?
Split up the Ran into two answers.
Right. First, he quotes Rashi. So is Shitas Rashi. In other words, he understands like the Ravid that Ozeg Mitzvah is really Pater Min HaMitzvah, right? Because the Rif quotes this Braisa, so kind of there's no Stira. Ozeg Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah. And
one of the answers I think is more like the Maharam, and one of the answers is more like the Ravid. They don't exactly fit smoothly.
Right.
It seems like
the second answer of the Ran was machlokes chamin and is it considered an osik b'mitzvah or not?
The Ran certainly holds osik b'mitzvah after min mitzvah, and he can't answer like the Maharam because he holds that it's even a tashal kind of mitzvah. So then you know it's osik b'mitzvah min mitzvah. And the chassan,
so the chachamim would say it's not called an osik. That's why you're chayim kriyat shema.
Okay.
I'm sure they would say.
It was your makayim as opposed to an osik. Going back to his earlier.
Or his whole tuchah business. That's his first answer. It says right. Here, like here, in your.
Okay. In other words, within his own shita. Within his own shita. Within his own shita. Okay. In other words. Which did Tosfos really mean? Like the Maharsha, that it was just a bubble that burst, or like the Maharam that we have over here, Rashita. So look at the Tosfos Harash. Tosfos Harash, whenever we have an issue with Tosfos, we should always first check the parallel Tosfos. Chasan Patr Shushbin and Shabbane Kupa Chayab, Pirish Rashi, Leslu Lani Tanoyas Vimitsu Patr and Amitsu Vikasha. E Leslu, Imke Yishayev Chasan Besuka, Umashma the Chasan Patr Yoser Milatana Kama, Ha'afaka the Chobane Akupa. The nira, the answer is the modim da osik me mitzvah patur min ha mitzvah. Ela b'chof ligay tanakama savar da chayvin b'kriyat shema. Mishum the mitzvah's kavan maso eno the pasuk rishon. Yicholim klum li yashiv daita. Rabbi Sheila savar chasen eno yachol yashiv. This is black and white whom? Black and white the Maharam. Okay, so the Maharam didn't see the Tosfos Harash, but he was machavid to the end of the Torah of Tosfos. So let's just okay. We'll stop over here. Okay, so we have the Braisa of Rabbi Chinan ben Akavya. We'll start that next time. And the Hoche Drachim, I gave you the Mar Makomos already. So I have to give you Mar Makomos from Shomrei Ha'ir, yes? Or actually from Cholon and Misham Shehim. Okay. Everyone, in other words, you're already ahead of me? Are you holding with me?
No, I'm right here.
You're with me? Okay, you're with me, wonderful. Okay, I just, it was pointed out to me that in the edition of the Igros Moshe in the Beis Medrash, the tshuva that I sent you to is in Or Chaim Chelek Gimel. Or Chaim Chelek Gimel. I said Chelek, in other words, in the set, it's volume 5, but it's Or Chaim Chelek Gimel. What?
We couldn't find the one that's on the last one. It's Chelek Gimel. It says.